Okay, Mishnah Ches, continuing the Ein Bains now, right? The Ein Bain pattern that's going on right now, that we're not really dealing so much anymore with Megillah or Purim right now, but we're going to continue Ein Bains. So the Mishnah discusses something interesting. That is there any problem with transliterating the Torah using another language to form the same words, but using some of the language's alphabet? Or is there any problem with translating the Torah into another language? And doesn't make a difference if it's Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Doesn't make a difference if it's Tefillin or Mezuzah, the Parshios that you have written in your Tefillin, the Parshios that you have written in the Mezuzah. What language can you use? And when we say what language, we have to know what script and what dialect, right? What language? Okay, so the Mishnah says as follows: Ein bein sfarim letzfilin umezuzas. There's no difference between sfarim and tefillin and mezuzas. What does that mean when we say there's no difference between books and tefillin and mezuzas? What that means is sfarim over here is referring to the Sifrei Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, right? So there's no difference between a Sifrei Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim versus tefillin and mezuzas. Ella shehasfarim nechtavin b'chol lashon. Just that, Sfarim, meaning Sifrei Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, can be written in any language. And what that means is using any other language's script or any other language's dialect to translate the Torah into their language. Utfilin mezuzos in anechtavos. Masha'in Cain, when it comes to tefillin and mezuzos, those cannot be written in any other language. Ella Ashuras. The only language that it can be transliterated with is using Ashuras. And so that doesn't really mean that it can be translated or transliterated, but Ashuras is the script that we use nowadays for writing Sefer Torah. So that, and that when we talk about the Ashuras script, we're talking about using the Hebrew language. So in other words, Tefillin and Mezuzos cannot be written in anything other than using the Ashuras script and the Hebrew language, Lashon HaKodesh, versus Sfarim, Sefer Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. They can be written using any language, meaning using any other nation's script or dialect. Okay. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, actually, af b'sfarim, even when it comes to sfarim, even when it comes to Sefer Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, lo hitirushi kasvu elivanas, they permitted that it be written only in Greek. Meaning to say that you can use the Greek script, you can use the Greek language to transliterate, to translate. That's only the only language that you can use for writing Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Any other foreign language that you can use for writing Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, etc., is the Greek language, not any other foreign language. Why is that? So the Gemara tells us, right, that's because of the famous pasuk, Yafta lokim liyefes v'yishkon ba'al eshem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Yefes beautiful, and Yefes is going to be dwelling in the tent of shame. What does it mean that Yefes is going to be dwelling in the tent of shame? What that means is that we are going to use the beauty of Yefes, referring to, characterized by the language, the Greek language, which was superior to all other languages of Yefes's descendants, and that is going to be dwelling in the tents of shame, meaning to say that we can use their language, their script, to write our Sifrei Kodesh. Okay, so just to speak out very briefly, this Mishnah basically tells us that there's a machlokas tanaim, what language a Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim can be written in, other than Ksav Ashuras and Lashon HaKodesh, right? According to the Tanakhama, everyone pretty much agrees when it comes to Tefillin and Mezuzos, it can only be they can be written only in using the Lashon HaKodesh, using the Hebrew language, and using Ksav Ashuras, the Ashuras script. But when it comes to Sifrei Tanakh, right, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, so that's where we have a little bit of a debate. According to the Tanakhama, Sifrei Tanakh can be written in any other language, using another language's, using another language to translate or to transliterate. And according to Rav Shimon Galil, he says, no, the only other foreign language that you can use to write Sifrei Tanakh is the Greek language. Okay.